evening, I try to concentrate on a topic. For me, it's also new. It might be there will be some limud musa out of it too, might be. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara speaks about all types of midos that certain countries have more than others. So Chazal say, we concentrate on two. Asoro kabim chochmo yordu la'olam. 10 kabim, measures of wisdom, came down to the world. Tisho notlo Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael took 9 kabim, 9 measures of this wisdom. Ve'echot kol olam kuloi. And one, the entire world. Avir Eretz Yisrael machim. Eretz Yisrael is the place of chochmo. Rishonim speak that all the chochmas, all the sciences, all the wisdom that there is in the world, their root is in Torah. In Torah, Keteras Eretz Yisrael, is Asoro Kabim Chochmo Yordu La'olam, 10 measures of wisdom, and Tisho Noklo Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael took 9 of the 10. Asoro Kabim Yoifi Yordu La'olam, 10 measures of beauty came down from heaven to the world. Yoifi came down from heaven to the world, like Chochmah came down from heaven to the world. Tisho Notlo Yerushalayim, 9 measures took Yerushalayim. Ve'echot kolu olam kuloi, and the remaining measure the entire world. So Chochmah is for Eretz Yisrael, and beauty is for Yerushalayim. We wonder, how could it be such a thing? What is more important? What is more choshev? Chochmah is more choshev, or beauty is more choshev? Chochmah. Yerushalayim has more kedusha than Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael has chochmah. And Yerushalayim, what is special about Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim has yoifi, has beauty. What's that? Is beauty a higher level than chochmah? Could it be such a thing? Shekrachin, hevel ayoifi, no? It's not the Gemara, famous Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says about himself, you know, Rabbi Yochanan was a Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi comes from Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ano ishtaire mishepire Yerushalayim. I remained from the nice people of Yerushalayim. From the nice people of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yochanan said that he remained. So Tosfos says already, Rabbi Yochanan was a lot of years after the Churban. So what does it mean? He remained from the nice people of Yerushalayim. The family was. This family, Rabbi Yochanan's ancestors, belonged to the families that were from the nice people of Yerushalayim. Shapir Yerushalayim, an attribute. Yerushalayim is Yoifi. Tishul Kabim Yoifi. It's not only Yerushalayim. The people of Yerushalayim also, they were Shapir Yerushalayim. The nice people of Yerushalayim. It looks like that we do not really know what nice means. That in today's world, we lost the sense of beauty, what nice means. Yerushalayim, Yoifi, Rabbi Yochanan, that's one of his milas. He's from the nice people of Yerushalayim. Amre ha'u matronise l'Rav Yehuda. A Roman noble lady said to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was red in his face. She said, Moire v'rovi, you teach, you pasken, V'rovin Yoshiko was read like a shiko. Omnar lo, so he told the himnusa biyoda da'itza, I promise you that I didn't taste only wine, only for Kiddush and Avdolah and the four choices of Pesach. And after Pesach, I have headache till Shavuos. Well, I don't, wine is not my special field. So you ask, why I have such a face, a shining face, red face? Elechochmas odem poe toy ponov. The Torah, the wisdom of a person, makes his face shine. That means one can learn, people can learn. People can get a lot of wisdom. But the moment that the wisdom influences their personality, and they identify with this wisdom, and they get united with this wisdom causes them to be nice. This has a shine in their face. The wisdom creates a shine in their face. Chochmas Odom Toya Ponov. Chazal say, there's a medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the Shabbos. With what did he bless Shabbos? He blessed it b'moy upon him. That people who are zeicher to Shabbos could shine, their face shines on Shabbos. People tell about Gedolim like that. My Rebbe, Rav Shloime Wolbe, said that the first week he came to Mir and he got to know Rabbi Yeruchem. Shabbos, he saw standing another person in the Mizrach, at the place where usually Rabbi Yeruchem stands. And he had to look twice. That's the Mashgiach. He looks completely different, Shabbos. The face is different. More upon him. Such a shine of the face. During the week, the face was wrinkled. Shabbos, it was shining and red. More upon him. So it looks like the following. Chachmo is Chachmo. However, when Chachmo is being connected to human being, when Chachmo makes an impression on the human being, it identifies with Chachmo, then comes Yofi. Then develops nice, beauty. Beauty comes out when the wisdom does remain an intellectual wisdom, when the wisdom is being a part of the human being. It makes his behavior noble. It makes his midas noble. Yeah. Mel, Chazal say, Talmid HaChomim are called Melochim. Kings, Melech beYofyo Techzeno. Techzeno Enecho, a king in his beauty. We see a king, so we're impressed by the entire beauty, by the splendor around. So a Talmid Chacham is not one who gives out beauty because he dresses nicely. His entire behavior is beauty. His entire behavior. So Yofi is more than Chochmah. Yofi is a sign of Kedusha. Where there is Kedusha, there is Yofi's beauty. We don't have this sense. We have other, completely other notions of Yofi. Yofi has Kedusha. Usually in today's world, where there's Yofi, there's a very little Kedusha. Where people develop and culture and cultivate Yofi. Very little Kedusha. Because we don't know what Yofi means. That's not Yofi, that's ugliness. That's Shmirachs, to paint your face. That's not Yofi. Yofi has to emanate from the person himself. Yofi has to be that a shine out of the human being, out of his Masim, out of his Midas, the nobility of his character. That's when the Chachmo gets united with the human being. Chachmo is Meiradik, but Yofi is more than Chachmo. I tell you, since I saw that, I changed my pshat in Emes V'yatziv. Emes V'yatziv v'nochei v'kaim v'yosho v'nehmat v'ho v'nechmat v'noyim v'noyro v'adir v'msukon v'mkobe v'toy v'yofe. Yofe is the end. So usually what I heard, Rabboisai, this means after it's true, and it's nochei in it, it's kayom, and it's noyro, and whatever, it should be nice too. It means, look at the aesthetics. I think according to what we speak, that's not a pshat. It starts with emes. The base has to be emes. If the base is not emes, it doesn't start at all. It's climbing. Emes, v'yatziv, v'nochri, v'kayom, v'yosho, v'nemon.
For Yofeh, that's the highest level when it's nice to. When this emes is so strong, that's a part of your personality. I mean, it's nice, it's beautiful, it's splendor. Yofeh is the highest level, that's the highest level of Kedusha. We're not used to think this way. When we cultivate Yofeh, we go with the Greek way, to cultivate the chitzonius. Yes. We don't know that the beauty of Torah comes from the pnimis, from inside. What do we need more than that? Yeah. A Kohen Gadol, when he comes out from Kodesh HaKadoshim, after being face to face, Ke'ilu, Kavyochel, with the Shekhinah, the holiest place of the entire world, nobody can enter that. Once a year, the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim. Emes, Ma'aneh Da'archoyo Kohen Gadol, how wonderful. Look at the Kohen Gadol when he came out from Kodesh HaKadoshim without being harmed. He looks like a tent. In heaven, the tent for the, that they offer the, for the Malachim. Kibrokim ayoitzim yivachayos. Like lightning that comes out of the chayos of the malochim. Kitmus hakeshes b'techeronon. Like the rainbow that shines out of the cloud, Marekoyen. Everybody knows the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisho, Tanya, the famous song. Pamachas nichnasti, that he says, I came in, lahakti ketores, ve'is kodesh hakodeshim, and he saw the Shechina, akasrike lakev shem tzvokoiz, bom abni bocheini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, he should give a bracha. It's Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, that's Rabbi Shmuel, oh Rabbi Shmuel, bar plukta de Rabbi Akiva, right? Tanoim. We know, from what we say on Mincha, in one of the slichas on Mincha about Asura Rige Malchus, is Baz Belial, the daughter of the Roman emperor, who asked her father to keep him alive because he was so nice. And this Baz Belial, Sarishas, for her sake, she didn't let Rachmon to Rabbi Shmuel with the Jew, yes, and he didn't agree, so she asked to peel off his face. To peel off the face of Rabbi Shmuel. And the Romans, the Gemara's Romans, went to war with the face of Rabbi Shmuel to show that they were successful, that they won over the Yehudim. Yes, so there are a few Gemara's. There's Karkefile of Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Gemara in Chulin. Yes. Why was he so nice, Rabbi Shmuel? Because the Shechina that he met in Kodesh HaKadoshim had a lasting impact on his personality. That's why he was so nice. We're not used to that. No wonder. People who sing the Yedid Nefesh on Shabbos, how do we call the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Hadur. Beauty. Noah nice. Zivu Olam, the splendor of the world. Nafshi Cholas Avosecho. I'm ill. I have an illness. Cholas Avosecho for the Ahavo, for the Ahavo. I'm longing for your Ahavo. It hurts me. Ono Kelno Refonolo. Heals my nefesh. Baharus lo noyam zivecho. To show the pleasantness of your splendor. That's why a person who is longing, who has connection to the hodur, to the noah, to zivu olam, he gets the ziv, he gets the splendor, he gets the shine. So Mamela, that's why he's so nice. What do we say in Yom Kippur? Ashre ein ro'asu koleila. The eye that saw all that. How fortunate the eye is. Halel mishma oizen do'avo nafshenu. Our soul, do'avo, is in pain from listening alone. Chole avosecho. Ashra ayin ro'aso oleinu besimchas ko'oleinu. The eye that saw the tent in the simcha of the kill of the kal. Halel mishma oizen do'nafshenu. By listening alone from the tefillas that we said, we are in pain. Ashra ein ro'asu gileinu, the rejoicement. Ditzas koholeinu. the jubilation of our call. Anyone has connection with the Mikdash, a person can listen what the Mikdash was. He develops a cholas avosecho. He merely asks, Ono keil no refonolo, heal this ailing nefesh, baharos lenoyam zivecho, to show the wonderful, the pleasantness of the splendor of this wonderful thing. That is what beauty is. That was beauty is. Shefira Yerushalayim. Es versteht sich. Es ist Chol, es ist Chochma. A beauty. Beauty is with the Shchoras HaShchina in the Mikdash. Mele Yoifi Asoro Kab, Tisho Kabim Yoifi. 9 measures of Yoifi Yerushalayim takes. And Echot Kol Oilom Kulay. From Yerushalayim, it influences over the entire world. When we see a nice scenery, a nice view, we go on the mountains and we see how the world is nice, how the Bria, the creation is nice. That's only a shine from the Hodor Noah Zivu Eilam, only a shine. But the Tisho Kabim deserves to Yerushalayim, the Mokam HaKdusha. We wonder, after we said that, maybe we mentioned that already once, the same Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah says, also in the Dorim, a person makes a neder, he will not marry the woman because she is ugly. And it came out he was mistaken. Vareino, she's nice. So it's a neder of Torah because he was mistaken. However, when she indeed was ugly, and they took measures to make her nice, it's noilat, it's a new thing. So the neder is kind, the neder is valid, because at the time he made the neder, she was ugly. The Mishnah says a person made the neder not to marry his niece. You know the Indian in Chazal, married the niece. They brought her to the house of Rabbi Shmuel, his niece. Why did he make a neder? Because she's not nice. V'yipuah, they made her nice. Omer lo Rabbi Shmuel beni mizuno d'arto, you had in mind, this lady, Omer lo lav, no. V'tir Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel was matir, allowed her. That means he is allowed to marry her. Bo'oise sho bocha Rabbi Shmuel cried, B'nois Yisrael noes hein, the daughters of Yisrael are nice. Elishanias menavlasam. The poverty makes them ugly. Ukshemes Rabbi Shmuel was lifter, who benois Yisrael noises kino. They made a kino on him. For emo is benois Yisrael al Rabbi Shmuel becheno. They cry for Rabbi Shmuel. So one of the Meforshim explains why was Rabbi Shmuel matir? The Kosova Rabbi Shmuel held. Since you have the ability to make her nice, is a sign lo hoise ka'ura meikora, she was not ugly in the beginning also not. You will not be able to smear around, to make nice. If she was ugly, she will remain ugly. It will not be able to. First of all, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, shenichnas lifnai v'lifnim, that's his problem. That's his problem, even as Yisrael are nice, are not. And he poor? In the family, in the house of Rabbi Shmuel, the family members look like bases of Rabbi Shmuel, in the base Rabbi Shmuel, they took care to make them nice, to show that they were nice, may occur at the beginning, it's only poverty that covers the face. The real face is nice. What is that? Rabbi Shmuel was concerned that Bnei Yisrael lack Kedusha, that's why they're not nice. What for us would be called nice, for him would be called ugly. He was concerned that they lack Kedusha because he knew what it means, Kedusha, that Kedusha means to be nice. So in Mele V'yipur, they took care, he saw, that's the anius, the poverty that causes it. But at him in real terms, they are nice. So the nice Rabbi Shmuel, they cried for him. Rabbi Shmuel took care. He took away the shame roar that Bnei Yisrael could have. Very interesting. V'chinu oimer b'shol, There's a kinner for Shul in the beginning of Shmuel Beis. Benois Yisroel al Shul Bechenoch. That Benois Yisroel cried for Shul too, because Shul took care of them. You know what is mentioned regarding Shul? Shul is mentioned, V'loi Hoyobain, Kish had a son, Ushmoy Shul, Bochur Votoiv. Bochur Votoiv, Chazal say, that means, Bochur means nice in Masim, Nifchar B'masov, V'yefei Mare. He was nice. So V'yefei Mare, that's the same idea. Shul was a Kodesh Kodashim, Shul HaMelech. So he was nice. Mele he took care of Bnois Yisrael to influence them with Kedusha to make sure that they are nice. Because nice is a sign of Kedusha. We are not used yet. We lost our sense of beauty. Kaboisai, we lost our sense of beauty. There's no doubt about that. Hodur Noe Zivu Oilom. A connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're dealing with the Hodur, with the nice one, the splendor of the world. Nafshi Cholas HaVosecha, we're yearning to nice. We're learning to be connected to this splendor. Ono Keino Rafono Lo Baharos Non Loyam Zivecho. If we would figure out, if we would have a notion a bit what nice is, we wouldn't be able to sleep what we lost with the Mikdash. The splendor, the real splendor, not the artificial splendor, artificial beauty. Emes v'yatzi v'nochem v'kayom v'yofe. V'yofe is the highest level. May I bring a proof that in this world we lost the sense of beauty. Chazal say, beginning of Lech Lecho, there's a medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecho me'artzcho me'latecho, leave your country, leave the place where you're born, Beis Avicho, your family, go to the land Asher Reko that I will show you. We know, like Chazal tells us, that in Choron, Avraham Avinu fought with the idols, with the Avodah Zoras of his family, of his city. Rabbi Yitzchok started this parsha with a posuk in Tehillim. Shimi bas uri, listen, my daughter, and have a look. V'hati oznech, listen well. V'shichachi ami obesovich, forget about your nation, forget about your father's house, forget about that. That means lech lecho me'artzcho means, till now you were fighting against the Avodah Zorah, you broke the idols, you came in your casting because of that. Forget about that. Don't deal with that. Why? Says the posuk go on, v'yisav v'yisov ha'melech yofyech. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king, is longing for your beauty. Ki hu adonayich. He's your master. Vishtach veloy. Worship him. Bow down for him. Concentrate on the Avodas Hashem, on your Avodas Hashem. Forget about fighting the idols. Forget about dealing with that. Vishava melech yofyech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your beauty. That's what he likes. Don't deal with dirt. Don't deal with mud. If we would have a sense for beauty, we would be disgusted from dirt that is going on today. Disgusted. We wouldn't be interested. What does he say and how do I react? From mud one escapes. One is disgusted. How can one stay next to mud? Next to dirt. Yisav HaMelech Yofyech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves your beauty. Forget Ameich Ubesovich. Forget where you come from. Don't deal with them. Lech lecho me'artzcho. Don't deal with them at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your beauty and he wants you Avodas Hashem because he likes it. Because you're nice. Forget about all the mud and all the dirt. Oilim oimar. Loim lim loyamar. I will not say because Maybe I'm disgusted. The Mishnah says in the end of Sotah, what will happen, the ikvese de Mashiach, the time that Mashiach will come, punkt for Mashiach will come. One of the thing is, Bezvat Yeles Nus. A synagogue will turn to be a place of Znus, of Ida's Nus. Doesn't it happen today? No? A synagogue turns to be a place of Znus. Vidas Nus, Al Khechtum von Vidas, a gathering of Znus, Kepshutai. If we would be disgusted from ugliness, if we would have a sense what beauty is, we would speak about that, we would be completely disgusted, we'd be ashamed to bring it over our lips. We have to fight it. We have to speak about that. Interesting, what did he say, this manoeuvre? So you're not disgusted. You're in a theoretical Yehudi. Chochma. How does one answer? When you deal with mud and with dirt, you have to answer, you have to deal. If you know what nice is, you don't understand yourself what is ugliness. You don't feel it. You have to deal. Vatiru es shikutseem, ves giluleem, eitz ve'eben. You saw the abominations, all what is dirt and mud and ugly. What is the problem? Penyesh buchemish. Somebody will deal with that. Avada, it's gone, it's not for us, and it's against the Torah and whatever that's. You start to deal, what might happen, you might get caught in that too. If you would have a sense of beauty the Kedusha, you will not deal with that, you will not speak about that. Svishnageya, you see a piece of dirt in the street from a dog, sorry. Yes, you will deal with that and to decide, oh, that's not nothing not to touch, not for me, not for my sense of aesthetics. That's the way how one deals with dirt. Shashaychesisht, what is nedegea to me? Bizvat yeles nus, Chazal say it's not a place to enter. That's all. That's finished. How can I enter such a disgusting place? That's a place to go. That's a place to daven. We lost the sense of beauty. So we are theoretical Jews. So we find out, we'll sit down to figure out an intellectual how to deal with that. Don't deal with that at all. You will get dirty from dealing with dirt. With dirt to deal, one gets dirty. We lost the sense of beauty that comes because of the Churban. We don't know what nice means because we don't know what Kedusha means. If we would have a shachas with Kedusha, it will not happen. I don't speak about levels of Kedusha, of Gedolei Olam. I told you already, Madvi, once. The stipel in Bnei Brak went once on the street with somebody, and he said, I think that somebody passed just a minute ago here on the street and was talking and learning, was learning here. And they saw around the corner two younger lights were debating and learning. So he had a sense of Kedusha. Yes. We don't speak about this level. I don't speak about Rav Chaska Levenstein at Eponovich, when people know they come up the steps to the Beis HaMedrash, he went up on the left side, he held the ramp of the steps, and suddenly, and the steps turn. So you go this way, and then they go back up. You can't see the other side. It's around the corner. And suddenly, going up the steps, he changes to the other side. And people don't know what does he want. And a woman comes down from this side where he was standing. A woman comes down the ramp. We don't speak about this. This is Madrig of Kedusha. Right? That he had a sense that he has to change place because a lady is coming down now. We don't speak about that. Yes, but the basics of Kedusha, having a some bit sense of Teuradike, I don't want to call even Teuradike aesthetics, of aesthetics Kedusha, yes. Yes. Somebody told me, in the name of Torah Derech Eretz, one goes to a museum where there are paintings that nobody is allowed to look at. That's art. That's art. In the Torah Derech Eretz, that's art. That is art. That's dirt. That's not art. We lost aesthetics.
We lost the feeling of aesthetics completely. We lost the kedusha. We lost the aesthetics. So what could we do? That is, if we want to concentrate on Tisha B'Av and in the 9 days, what are we crying for? What are we lamenting? Sofku ulaich kapayach koloiv redorech. Those who went on the way, they passed Yerushalayim. Sofku ulaich kapayach. They clapped their hands at you, Yerushalayim, a sign of mourning. Shorku. Shorku, Rashi says in French, siflei, that means to say, vayonir roishom, they moved their head. Albas Yerushalayim. For the daughter of Yerushalayim. Hazoisu ir, sheyoimru klilas yoifi. That is the city that was called the perfection of beauty. Rashi says, klilas yoifi, kol ha-yoifi ho yoshalo. The entire beauty belonged to Yerushalayim. Mesuis v'chol ha-oretz, that was the city that was the joy of all the earth. With the Churban, Yerushalayim lost its beauty. That's the concern of people. That's indeed the concern of people. When the Kedusha disappears, the beauty disappears. The highest level that Klal Yisrael could reach is Yofer. Hazoi Suir, that's the city that has the Tisho Kabin Yofi, the 9 measures of beauty, Shiyomu Klilas Yofi. All the beauty that is in the world belongs to Yerushalayim, because the one cup, the one measure is also emanating from Yerushalayim. Mesois kol ha-oretz. Don't we have to cry? Don't we have a reason to cry? I want to tell you, in a Chazal, I saw today that Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman says it in Sefer. Rabbi Lezer Cholash, Rabbi Lezer was not well. Ole Gabi Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan came to him. Chose Davukagone Bebeis Ofel. He saw that Rabbi Yochanan was lying, Rabbi Lezer was lying in bed in a dark room. Galia Ledare, he opened up, let's say he lifted up his sleeves, Rabbi Yochanan. From the shining of his arm, of Rabbi Yochanan's arm, there was light. As we know, Rabbi Yochanan said that Ishtaira, he remained from the nice people of Yerushalayim. Chazidav Gebuch Rabbi Lezer. In the light, he saw that Rabbi Lezer was crying. Omele Amaiko Bochis, why do you cry? So he asked him all types of questions. That's not a reason. Omalei. So Rabbi Lezer told him, "Lahai shufcha de bola ba'afrika bochina." I cry for this beauty, which will decompose in the earth. That's why I'm crying. It means I cry because of you. You are the last remnant of the beauty of Yerushalayim. So I think already what will be when you, Rabbi Yochanan, when you pass away. The moment Rabbi Yochanan lifted up his sleeve. And the room was shining. He was sitting lying in the dark. And the room was shining from Rabbi Yochanan's, emanating from Rabbi Yochanan's beauty. So I'm crying already, Lai Shufra de Bole Ba'afra. So the Marshal says, does it make sense to cry about the beauty of a human being? So the Marshal says, he meant the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He's crying for the Churban, because Rabbi Yochanan was a remnant of Shapir Yerushalayim, of the nice people of Yerushalayim. At the end of the day, we speak here about Rabbi Yochanan. That means that a human being, every choshev human being, could have some remnants or some influence of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. And when this human being passes away, is ha'ayshufcha de bola afka afrika bochino. There's a reason to cry for Shufra, for the beauty that Bola Ba'afra, that is lost in the offer, that is lost in the earth. When a person passes away who embodies Midas Tovus, and beautiful Midas Tovus, who emanates a radiation
of friendliness and warmth and care. Yeah. That's a shufra. That comes a shufra of Kedusha. So when such a person passes away, we are reminded again on the Churban Habayis. We are reminded again on the Hazoi Suir Klilas Yoifi, Mesois Kol Haoretz. That is the city Klilas Yoifi. Kol HaYoifi Shaloh, all the beauty belongs to her. If we see a Yehudi, Shema Torah Mitzvahs, that has this beauty of character, that has this beauty, this nobility of behavior, and midas, and wonderful midas, that is because he was able to take a shine of the Kedusha of Torah, of the Kedusha of Mikdash, of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. The level of beauty depends on the level of Kedusha. Full stop. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away such a person on a cruel way, a midas hadin, with a midas hadin, we have only a reminder what it means beauty. What it means beauty that we lost with the Churban. What it means Kedusha that we lost with the Churban. And the sense of beauty that we lost. Perhaps Tisha B'Av will help us to be a Moyet, to be a Yontav indeed. To reinstall a bit in us the sense of duty, the sense of beauty, and the disgust of what the Torah calls Toyevo, a disgust, Poshet Kepshutai. If we will develop that, it's Kedai the entire morning. We call HaMisabel al Yerushalayim, Zoyche V'roya B'Simchosa. Whoever Misabel will mourn on Yerushalayim, he'll be Zoyche to see the Simcha of Yerushalayim. If he realizes, he gets to learn and to get used to the notion of beauty, of Torah beauty, of Klal Yisrael's beauty, of Kedusha beauty, then he's prepared, Zoyche B'Simchosa, then he's ready to experience the beauty physically in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. As long as he doesn't have that, other places might be nicer than the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. Might be that nicer. Might be some museums are nicer than Beis HaMikdash. Because you don't have the sense of beauty, so what will Beis HaMikdash help you? Yes. Emes, v'yatzi, v'nochain. So start with Emes. It's an avoider. V'noiro, v'adir, it's strong. And one fears it. The toiv, at the end of the day, is good for the person. For your friend, it's nice. If that will be the Tisha B'Av, that will be our content. Was Kedai, is Kedai the ganze Tisha B'Av, to restore within us a bit feeling what beauty, really beauty is. And might be a bit disgust of whatever is ugly. And I don't have words. Yeah. One will not have to deal with that. By dealing with things doesn't make a person cleaner. One doesn't deal with that with dust, with ugliness, with mud, with dirt. One doesn't deal. One is disgusted. That's all. Full stop. So Tisho Kabim Yoifi, Lokhoetz Yisrael, Moyradik, Yodu Min HaShomayim. Nayel Tisho Kabim Chochmo, Yodu Min HaShomayim. Min HaShomayim from the Torah came down. At the scroll took nine of them. One kaloi long kuloi. All the chokhmah in the world is only emanating from the Torah. Historically we see that, but that's not Nagea now. Yeah. However, Yerushalayim had more than chokhmah. Tishu kabim yoifi. Nine kabim of yoifi come from Yerushalayim. Beauty. This kedusha created beauty. Yes. The echot kaloi long kuloi. And the answer, yodu min hashamayim, that's a beauty that came from heaven. We are not used that beauty comes from heaven. This beauty comes from heaven. Hodu no esivu oilom. He brings down this beauty in this world. A good evening.
Okay.
I can't push it back. It's important.
Okay, push it. Okay,
all right. Yes.
Okay,
that was
all right.
Okay,
then.
To be on the same line. Okay.
Okay.